other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Casting on multiple satellites, the internet at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, global shortwave, and the podcast at right at 100,000 people a day downloading that 6 days a week. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, and then, of course, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated radio show. Okay, he was on with us about 3 weeks ago, and it was only for an hour, and so I wanted to get him up for 2 hours to talk about the nature of reality, the international banking syndicate, the crime syndicate, engineering the collapse that he and others detailed in, to a great extent. David Icke will be with us in the third and fourth hour today. He'll be with us coming up at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. He is in California, just finished two big events, or actually three big events, that he had out there. So he will be with us coming up in the third and fourth hour today on this October 6th, 2008 edition. I don't have to tell you that the markets are in absolute free fall, going down to 10,000 points today. If you listen to the radio shows we did last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, we stated that, of course, the markets are going to plunge. That's the whole point. They needed to get the immunity for the crimes of the international banks, the brokerage houses that carried out the Ponzi scheme with the fake liquidity that they're going to leave us holding the bag with. In the provision, it makes the Federal Reserve dictatorial through the Secretary of the Treasury, the private Federal Reserve. It allows them to seize any homes they want, revalue mortgages up or down. It allows them, carbon taxes of all different types. It allows them to hand your tax money over to foreign corporations. None of it can be second-guessed or even reviewed. It states that clearly. It says at the discretion of the Treasury Secretary, he can create a flim-flam group chaired by himself to push recommendations and propaganda. And so global markets are headed straight down right now. The stock market plunging, just unprecedented. Last week when the public throttled the Congress with thousands of calls to one not to go along with it, the establishment reacted by savagely attacking the market and driving it down $1.2 trillion. Well, they've just outdone that today. The market is down 443.55, and plunging fast. We'll be right back.
on September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For the next hour and 52 minutes, we're joined by David Icke, who is in the United States in California. He had several events with more than 2,000 people showing up to just one of them. And we have the same type thing happen. We have an event, 1,200, 2,000 show up. It is just incredible. And this is only being done through the alternative media. So while we see the stock market plunging 600-plus points today after the bankers got their empowerment immunity takeover bill, understand that at least the good news is thousands to one, according to members of Congress, phone calls against it last week, even after the White House said depression, depression, and then didn't have the plunge protection team prop up the market last Monday when it went down over $1 trillion. Well, the same things happened today after the bankers got their power, because this is part of a consolidation. And David Icke is going to talk about that. He's been writing about that for close to 20 years, how the main power of the New World Order in the physical realm is their banking fraud, their fractional reserve system. But I want Icke to first talk, the man who needs no introduction, about the incredibly positive thing, because as the enemy moves against us, as they try to destroy the middle class and slave the people so they've got to go to the government for their food, so that there can be a financial collapse, riots in the streets, so they can use the military on us, as they're now announcing in mainstream news, to be the saviors, so we accept a militarized banana boat economy. The positive news that this isn't hype when I say it. There is an awakening so huge it dwarfs anything a month ago or anything a year ago. It is exponential. I mean, here's an example. We call up Chuck Norris to come on the show. Never tried. He goes, oh, I'm a huge fan. I listen all the time. I want to come on. He comes on, endorses Ron Paul, moves away from the neocons and says on air he agrees with everything I'm talking about. I mean, again, Bruce Willis goes public and says, I'm no longer a neocon. I know there's a new world order, a false reality. They're losing all their main icons. On the left is waking up and breaking the paradigm and breaking the controlled tiny box reality and seeing the wider universe around them. So there is a consciousness shift in information, analysis, and it is the 100th monkey. There is a group consciousness. It is spreading. It is happening. It is a mass awareness, and it is beautiful. And so out of this adversity, it's going to get bad. We're going to be tested. Realize that this is evil trying to maintain control. David Icke, after a very successful tour, which thousands and thousands came out to see in California, we welcome you to the airwaves.
Thank you, Alex.
Sir, you've got the floor. Let's break down the shift, what's happening, the positive, and then get into your analysis on the banking global takeover. Then we'll get into the nature of reality itself.
Well, the thing is, Alex, that, you know, I've been a kind of barometer of this because I've been doing it for so long. And when I started talking about these things in Britain in the early 1990s, well, crikey, it was just extraordinary, the scale of abuse and ridicule that came my way. But as the years have passed, I've seen this gradually change. And then since 9/11 and another shift after the invasion of Iraq, I've seen it explode. And what we're seeing now is something I talked about a long time ago. When something is covertly manipulating along a road to change society in a certain way, there comes a point where it has to break the surface where it can be seen, because that which it wants to change starts to happen in front of people's eyes. And this, and what we're talking about today with the finance and everything, is putting in the face of people what they have, and I understand why, what they have tried so hard to deny was reality. And therefore, they're finding it more and more difficult to look the other way and say, no, let's change the subject. And all this together, and there's a consciousness awakening as well, very clearly. People are waking up and expanding their consciousness on a scale never before in a time that I've known anyway. And together, it's bringing people to a state of awareness where they are seeing what is actually happening. Now, we need to go to the next stage now. People are coming out and listening to this information in vast numbers. They're listening to programs like yours in vast numbers. What we need to do now is start to get together, drop the fault lines between left and right and center and progressives and all this other stuff and religion and all the rest of it, and come together and cross the street and start engaging with this system. And by engaging, ironically, I mean disengaging with it, ceasing to allow it to enslave us, ceasing to cooperate with our own enslavement. Because as I talked about last time I was on the show, there are 6 billion people plus now being manipulated. There is at the core a relative handful doing the manipulating. I see a way out of this, but we have to come together, and it's starting, and I'm extremely optimistic, because now we're in this window of time where the problem is there blatantly in front of us, the game is more and more blatantly in front of us, and that is engaging and focusing people to the understanding that doing nothing is no longer an option. It's a great time of opportunity, this.
And they only are able to control us by us ourselves, keeping ourselves in that box, in self-regulating to where we're afraid to speak up or afraid to talk to neighbors, and so we just go and watch the television. But again, that is starting to break up. That is starting to shift, and it's so beautiful to see. But before we get into the larger shifts in society and how there's only probably less than 100 global masterminds, a few thousand technicians under them who really get the full structure of the New World Order, there are tens of millions worldwide who have organically reverse-engineered what they're doing to a stunning level. We're able to predict what they're going to do, and that's really starting to threaten them, and that's why they're talking about bringing in total dictatorial martial law to try to suppress it. I see that act of desperation as a huge failure. But let's get into the economics first and break down what we're seeing with the banker takeover, how they're proposing a world banking system out of the crisis they created.
Well, and I've heard, I'm not been so focused on everything. I've been traveling and moving constantly for about 10 days, 2 weeks. But I have heard the idea that this banking crisis is like bad for the bankers and is not what they wanted. We've got to understand a few things. First of all, the people who are manipulating the banking system do not own just the banks. They own the game. They own the system. Now, if you own football, it doesn't matter if one team beats another team or another team beats the other team, because you own the game. You can't lose. So just because Merrill Lynch is absorbed by the Bank of America, or this bank goes down and its clientele is taken over by this bank, it doesn't matter, because the names on the doors are changing, the masks on the face are changing, but you own the game.
Those are just cutouts.
Exactly. And if you own the game, you can manipulate the game because you're controlling the rules of the game. So what we're looking at, and this has been long predicted, and this is one of the real powerful things, Alex, at this time, is and why it was so important to get this information out about the game and how it's played and what the goals are over the years gone by, because that gives credibility when people look at it and say, hold on a second, this was predicted, this is not just happening now, and this really does start to take power from the way they manipulate, giving us the impression that, oh no, this is just a problem that's just come out of nothing. No, it's been planned for years, and the plan is for a centralization of power in every area of our lives and every area of global society, including politics, business, and all the rest of it. Now, crucial to that is banking. They want a world central bank that dictates to the whole of the global financial system, the whole of the global banking industry, and their families are going to control that. That's the idea. So diversity is the worst nightmare of the dictator. You look at any tyranny. If you want to centralize power, it's no good having lots and lots of points of decision-making and diversity of decision-making, because you can't centrally control that. You want to, and just look at the way society's gone through the centuries. It's exactly the same way, centralization of power constantly, because you can only control from the center in the hands of a few if your center holds the power that affects vast numbers of people, eventually everyone, as they plan. So the more and more diversity there is in the banking system, Alex, the less power you're going to have over it, because there are going to be banks and financial systems that you're not going to control to the extent that you want. You want to take them out. You want to centralize power. You want to remove as much as you can the number of names, the number of the amount of diversity.
And that's why the high-level private central banks that are not your regular Main Street banks issued over $1,000 trillion in liquidity to other banks and institutions and changed the rules so they could sell derivatives and get into all this fraud, because now the elite above get to orchestrate the consolidation. They get to send down the regulators. They get to send the tax money to the central small inner sanctum or coterie of banks so that they can manipulate the consolidation. And in the IMF and World Bank documents, in their own statements, in what Kissinger said last week, what was in the Wall Street Journal, Financial Times of London, they all are saying that. The Financial Times of London said, actually, this is good for a few megabanks, and they're the ones that change the rules. Meanwhile, you have all these people in alternative media running around saying, oh, no, it's an accident. It's an accident. It's key for the establishment, the controllers, to sell that lie so they don't get the blame for what they've orchestrated, so they can play the part of the savior setting up the world banking cartel, which we buy carbon credits from, which are a tax on human breathing. Not all the real environmental problems we have, so they can regulate our everyday life with carbon checkpoints and carbon audits of our homes and bureaucracy and one-child policy.
Yeah, you see, this is a big point to get across. People, and I understand why, because that's what they're led to believe. They see private banks and they see the central banks in the different countries as separate, but the same families control both sides. Now, this is the game. They control the game. So whether private banks go out of business or not in this this crash and crisis that's going on, they control the central banks. They will control, if we allow them to do it, the world central bank, and therefore they will control the system. The names will be different, but the system will be controlled by them.
That's right.
That system equals control. That's the whole idea.
David, let's finish up with this topic.
Work as one unit all around the world. They move as one unit because they have a central control system.
David, stop there. Let's back up about a minute. I want you to be able to finish that point when we come back. Stay with us.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
All right, folks, we're back live with David Icke, our guest for the balance of the radio show today. We'll open the phones up towards the end of the show in the next hour. The key here is that the unprecedented action out in the open of the president, all the major leaders of the two parties, the Treasury Secretary saying there's going to be a depression, financial abyss. You've got to pass this banker bailout bill. And you read the bill, immunity, unlimited power. They can do whatever they want, commit basically any financial crime they want. And it doesn't say $850 billion. Doesn't say 700 billion. It says 5 trillion, if you really read the fine print, as Bloomberg Financial and others reported. So they are the ones terrorizing the market to plunge. Then they forced through the bill. And last Friday, we had the congressman on. It was on C-SPAN. They were threatened with physical martial law, David. I know you've been traveling. You may not know this. We can play the clip if you want to hear it. They were threatened with martial law if they didn't pass it. Now, CNN, BBC, Army Times are reporting the Army is to be used during riots. But again, problem, reaction, solution. They implode the economy. The welfare checks stop going out. Things break down. There's riots. The military saves us. The precedent is set. So just amazing how they're right out in the open doing all of this, David.
Yeah, because we've reached that point, Alex, where it has to break the surface to become the changes in society that they've been working covertly for so long. That this is the key in terms of America for what's happening on so many levels, in my opinion anyway. And I've been writing this for years. And what I said was that they're going to use America, or are using America, to destroy America. Why? Because they want a world government. A world government cannot possibly have total global power while there's any superpower with massive military and financial might that has, through that, the ability to say to the world government, excuse me, we're not doing that. We're not accepting what you're dictating and telling us to do. So what they've been doing, and it's been so blatant to me, is that they are using America to destroy America. First of all, militarily. They're stretching America all over the place militarily and weakening them on that level. And now they're attacking the American economy on a massive scale. And this trillion, and as you rightly say, basically open checkbook, so-called bailout, is not designed to solve the crisis. It's designed to further massively undermine the American economy and American financial security. And who's holding this debt now that goodness knows how much more debt that's coming in, and the debt that's already owed by America. Not that it is debt, it's money that doesn't exist. It's a scam. But people like China are holding massive amounts of this. And I found it very interesting, you know, that Henry Paulson, as chairman and CEO of Goldman Sachs, which was massively involved in this subprime scam, then becomes Treasury Secretary. He has apparently made at least 100 visits to China discussing financial matters with the Chinese authorities. And here's China picking up more and more of this debt. I was warned ages ago by various insiders, watch for the time when China becomes a big economic and military power, because that's when you're going to see the action start. And what happens when China says, hold on a second, we hold all this debt, and therefore, you know, you're not paying us back, you're getting in more and more trouble, we want the assets, please, for the debt that we hold. Then you've got potential for conflict between the two. And I was told a long time ago that it's leading to a conflict involving China, the Third World War, to bring in finally this whole structure of world government, world central bank, world army, microchip population, world currency, and all the rest of it. So all these things are moving as one unit. They appear to be, to most people, unconnected as you look at the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan and the finance. It's all
that was also meant to demonize
one flow of energy.
That was also meant to demonize the name of the U.S., to put the sins of the New World Order on the U.S. like they used the Soviets previously to carry out their dirty work. They also need a global economic crisis that can be blamed on America to set up their world government. And now, all over the financial papers the last 2 weeks, they proposed the private banks becoming the world government. I mean, that is so unbelievable.
I was reading a piece when I was traveling about the head of the IMF saying that the IMF should become a central coordinating, police force for the global banking system. There's the open suggestion now of this world central bank that we've been talking about for so long. And what we're looking at is, ironically, while America is getting this flag, while America gets the finger pointed at it, actually, although it's firing the bullets, if you like, in places like Iraq and Afghanistan and what have you, the guns being loaded in Europe And there in Europe, you know, in the center of the secret society web, Europe is basically going, who, me? I've got nothing to do with it. It's America.
David, I got a break. When we come back, long segment, I want to hear your solutions, how to combat this now. I say expose is really behind it, but what else can we do?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Steve Chang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Instead of the states getting rid of some of the 3 million police for all the welfare, all the largesse to get people domesticated, and all the spending and the billions per major city, yeah, billions per city. New York's had $5 billion in cameras put in the last 4 years. Boston in 1 year had $2 billion worth of cameras put in. Homeland Security's now announced all those free federal traffic cameras, they were DARPA designed by the Pentagon to watch you. They're scanning your faces. Now, instead of doing any of that, they are saying they're going to bail out all the states. $7 billion for California, $5 billion for Florida. They're going to, quote, bail out select crony corporations owned by the same private central banks. The stock market's down by 700-plus points right now and plunging, dwarfing what happened last Monday. They promised you if you submitted and gave them unlimited power, they'd be nice to you. And now there's debates on talk radio and TV about, did they say the bailout would do that? Or are people making that up? They know the public doesn't have a memory for last week, or does the public? David, I want to finish up with the economy and get into the nature of reality, but there seems to be a shocking of the conscious. And I've seen that in some psychological tests they've done at major universities studying rodent psychology, which is very similar to human group psychology, in these controlled mazes shocking, yelling, noise, heat, cold on rats till they finally just go into a catatonic state and shake in the corner. And, you know, having CBS News come out and say, mercury is good for your brain. Taking mercury shots helps your brain cells. Now, that's an actual newscast. I've played it 50 times. I'm not going to play it today, but if you want, I'll play it. Or I've got MSNBC saying, actually, poison in food is good from China. We need poison in the food.
Yeah.
And then tens of thousands, just finishing up this statement, tens of thousands get sick from melamine on purpose in the milk because it shows on a protein test, if somebody tests it, that it has high protein. And then it turns out it's in a bunch of food lines here in the U.S. where most of the food additives and drugs get made for the U.S. is now in China, same for Europe. And they admit it's killing hundreds of Chinese that drank too much, and it attacks your kidneys, gives you cancer. And the FDA comes out yesterday and says, actually, it's good for you. So it seems like they're almost lying to be caught, as you said, to surface and shock everyone into just kind of submitting. Your comments.
Well, this will be kind of very interesting, what you've been talking about with the food additives and stuff, when we get into the nature of reality and the way it's manipulated. But in terms of the laboratory mouse or the laboratory rat, full enough, in my talks I do a section about that. And it's very clear that when you put it all together, Alex, when you put all the shocks, all the constant instructions, all the do's and don'ts, all the punishments for increasingly fine detail little things like I talked about last time, people being fined in Britain for feeding the birds, people being fined for putting a card in their car saying it's for sale when it's their own car. What it is like is exactly like the laboratory rat, because of course when you when they're doing those experiments, when the rat goes down certain channels, it gets a shock. After a few shocks, it doesn't go down that channel anymore, and you can take the shock equipment away. It still won't go down that channel because it's been programmed not to do that by the carrot and the stick. It's okay going down this one, we'll leave you alone. Go down that one, there's a problem. Now, take this on a mass scale, all the things that are being thrown at us, and that's what they're doing. They are manipulating so many shocks on the mind, creating so many fears, so many traumas, that we become subservient, and this, and basically anything for a quiet life. Yes, sir. No, sir. Just save me.
Well, here's an example. In England and the U.S., if an adult is at the park, and I, you know, when I was single, went for walks in the park all the time or jogs, the police come over and ask, "Are you a pedophile?" I mean, how bizarre. Or Steve Watson out for a date in London, they come over and put him in a terror database. Clean cut, nice looking guy with a master's degree in political science with a great looking girlfriend. Everybody I know in England has had this happen to him. It happened to me when I was there, where they put me in a terror database. They're letting you know you're a slave.
Exactly. And, you know, it's something that is very important for people to appreciate, that we've been bombarded with shocks on purpose so that we will become subservient and we will give our power away. And I tell a wonderful example, which really was encapsulated in one headline. When the taser started coming out, when we started giving, I'm not saying all police are like this.
But now they've gotten us conditioned to daily deaths.
Yeah, I've met a few policemen who, if they had a brain cell, it would die of loneliness. And we're giving these people 55,000 volts of electricity to shoot at people. Now, there was an article in the newspaper which was looking at this when they first came in, and the headline encapsulated exactly what we're talking about here. It said, "I'll do anything you say, officer, just don't use that thing on me." And that encapsulates this whole mind game.
It's a cattle prod. It's a cattle prod for cows in the slaughterhouse. It's a cattle prod. Go ahead.
Exactly. But what we mustn't do, and when we get into the nature of reality and the true nature of who we are, as opposed to the false identity we've been sold from cradle to grave, then you lose the fear and you lose this subservience. You know, someone with an expanded consciousness who looks in the mirror and realizes that what they're looking at is what they're experiencing, not who they are, they don't fall for this stuff. And that's why this awakening, and it's an awakening from an hypnotic trance, that's what it is.
Yes.
Calling it an awakening is a very good term, because that's what it is. It's like someone in a hypnotist stage show having the fingers clicked and they wake up from the trance. Most of humanity is in an absolute hypnotic trance that is put they're put in from cradle to grave by constant repetition of a fake reality. And when we wake up from this, then we will not be subservient. Then we will cross the street
and, by the way,
start to engage with this.
And by the way, the first step is the biggest. Once you realize you are in a hypnotic state with your literal brain waves from the television, the average American now, the average Brit, they've done studies, and we posted them on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I've also seen them on DavidIcke.com. That people are now in a lower brainwave state than they were just 30, 40 years ago. People are in a sleep state. They are in a glazed-eyed state. And what David is telling you is absolutely true.
Yeah, well, when you start to look at what reality is, then this conspiracy takes on a whole new depth. And indeed, you get closer and closer to the foundations of it, because the foundations of it plays out as banking scams, it plays out as political scams, it plays out as engineered wars, all of which are absolutely vital for us to know about, because you can't cease to be a slave until you realize you are one and what the game is. So that's vital information. But alongside that, we need to understand not just what the prison looks like, but how we open the door and indeed stop the door finally slamming shut. And to do that, we need to understand reality, because the core people behind the people, the shadow people, as I call them, they understand the nature of the reality that we're experiencing, and they have worked tirelessly and endlessly to manipulate the structure of society and the information allowed to circulate in society to keep the people in total ignorance of the very reality that they're experiencing. And how can we possibly be free in a world that we don't even know what the world is, we don't know who we are, we don't know the nature of the reality we're experiencing, if we don't start to get an understanding of that information, then again, just like the banking system, we're pawns in a game where someone else knows the rules and we don't. And that's why this whole area of who are we, where are we, what is the nature of reality is so absolutely vital, because it offers the key to the door. And that's why it's my prime focus now, because this is where the key is held, to open the door to this prison cell that they're building by the minute.
Now, to simplify that, they are trying to shock us now and intensify the amount of outrageousness. You know, when they say Cadbury cakes filled with melamine are good for you, they're doing that because some even greater horrors and intensification of the tyranny is coming, and they're trying to acclimate the mind to where we're so shocked that we're basically numb. And so what you're saying, and you're absolutely right from my perspective my life and studying history and philosophy and sociology and what's happening, is once you realize you're being manipulated, once you understand you're being programmed, once you understand that's going on, then you start looking, and then it's a progression of levels as you become more and more aware, and that's what the enemy is in a race to block and stop.
Yeah, when you expand your consciousness, your energy field starts to vibrate quicker and quicker and quicker. As you close your consciousness and you become a prisoner almost entirely of the five senses in how you see reality, you see possibility, and the five senses decode reality in sense of limitation. I can't. The five senses are telling us all the time how powerless we are, how many things we can't do, how limited we are. As you expand your consciousness, that dramatically changes. So if you can hold people in a low vibrational state, because everything is vibrating energy in different forms, then you are literally, we use these truisms as throwaway lines in our everyday life, you are literally closing the minds of people. So anything that will slow us down vibrationally, is and fear is the biggest one, will make us more and more closed-minded and have a more and more limited view of possibility in our own selves. And we're being bombarded to that end by food additives, by additives in drink and water, by all the shocks that you're talking about, by all the things that create the the laboratory rat scenario. And, of course, what when we're in fear and when we're in stress, what do we say? Oh, I feel so heavy. I feel so tight. Why? Because you're going into a lower and lower vibrational state. And the more you do, the more the five senses dominate your reality. And where do the five senses look, Alex, to get a fix on who we are and what's going on in the world? They look outside into this world.
And then Madison Avenue tells the women they're ugly and inadequate, so they get even more depressed and don't realize what incredible dynamic creatures they are. Men think they need to be manly and start fights and only like football and not be good parents. All of it is to hamstring us. But let me throw out a historical example of horizons and expanding your vision. The elite, of course, have suppressed a lot of history. But they know that we are, quote, made in the image of the creator. We are great creators. We can build things. And that's why a science fiction writer like Jules Verne or H.G. Wells or any of these people, they could expand just their imagination, and almost everything they wrote about and talked about has now manifest, because what the mind imagines in steps, it is able to later construct through this group community, this mass organism that we know of as humanity. So that's why the elite know to stop a true renaissance to the stars, they have to make us petty, small, hateful, to turn against each other, and fearful of taking action. Now I say there's a balance there. People call it fear. When I say we've got to take action and go out and warn the people about the New World Order or they're going to enslave us, that isn't fear. I'm saying we have a positive way to stop this, but things will be bad if we don't. That's just telling people the lay of the land. They use a false fear of keep your mouth shut and everything will be all right. If you don't, you'll be in trouble. Do you see what I'm saying, David? Because I've been very successful in different ways than you have. You've been successful in other ways than I, by getting people moving, by being a cold bucket of ice water when they're in a trance. I am able, with the information, to shock them into waking, and then they find people like David Icke. Do you see the point I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, the biggest aspect of this whole conspiracy, Alex, in my view, is that they have manipulated humanity into a false sense of identity. It's a sense of identity that looks in the mirror in the morning and says, that is me. I am Chuck Jones. I am Ethel Smith. When we are consciousness having an experience as Chuck Jones and Ethel Smith. And if you identify who you are with the vehicle, then you are going to identify yourself with the reality of the vehicle, which is limitation, I can't, powerlessness. We need to start to understand that the prime bottom line foundation of this conspiracy is to put us in this fake identity where we identify with being human, as human is what we are. Human is what we are experiencing. Now, when near-death experiences have these now in their millions recorded experiences of leaving the body when the body dies and then coming back again when the body's revived, they tell extraordinarily common stories of what they experienced in the intervening time, where their consciousness massively expanded, where they were seeing the past, the present, and the future at the same time, where there was no time, where there was no sequence of events even, where they had this amazing ability to process information on a scale that they would think was ridiculous,
well, take,
impossible when they're in the body. See, what the body does, Alex, I had this, I was sitting in the bath a few months ago, and I had this vision in my mind, and it went like this. First of all, there was swirling energy, and I knew immediately that was symbolic of consciousness. Then an eye appeared in the energy, and in front of the eye appeared a telescope, and on the end of the telescope was the Earth and this universe. And then, this is the crucial point, the telescope morphed into a human body. And what the human body is, it's like, it is a biological computer, but what it does...
It's your narrowly focused consciousness.
It locks us into a certain frequency range of reality, which scientists call visible light. People think when they look out of their eyes that they're seeing everything that exists in the space they're looking at. They are not. They are looking at a tiny, tiny frequency range of the mass and matter that mainstream science says exists in this universe, and there's a lot more than they've discovered yet. The electromagnetic spectrum is 0.005% of that, and visible light is a fraction of the 0.005%. That is the only frequency range that our eyes decode and our brain and genetic system decodes. And sharing the same space as this, if you like, television station, which we call physical reality, are endless other realities, just like in the space that I'm sitting here now. All the radio and television stations broadcasting to California are in the space that I'm occupying. They're not interfering with each other. They're not aware of each other unless they're really close on the dial, but they're sharing the same space. And we are experiencing a frequency range which we decode into this reality, and the physical body, the body computer, locks us into that frequency range. So when we leave the body, and these near-death experiences experience this, we leave that limitation, that focus, that television station, and suddenly we expand to the full magnitude of who we are. What the conspiracy is about, because at the core the shadow people understand this, is hypnotizing us from cradle to grave to believe that we are the vehicle which is focusing our consciousness to experience this reality, and that we are as limited as that vehicle perceives the world. That is how you can turn humanity, infinite consciousness in infinite expressions, into a herd of sheep. When we break that understanding, when we move our point of observation from I am Chuck Jones, I have no power, to I am infinite consciousness, having an experience, and I can take that understanding, that power, and I can change this reality because I know
David, we got a break.
That I am.
That we have to break right now. We're going to talk behind the scenes.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hey, GCN listeners. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift this year, listen up. This message is going to make holiday shopping very easy. This year, give the amazing Survival Seed Bank to friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full-acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if necessary. And here's the best part. The price of Survival Seed Bank has been drastically reduced for GCN listeners this Christmas. You might even want to pick one up for yourself. The price goes back up January 1st, and the supply is definitely limited. Think outside the box and into the bank this year. Give a Survival Seed Bank by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to give the perfect gift.
They don't want to see us unite. All they want.
all they want us to do.
All they want us to do is
keep on killing one another. What an amazing discussion with David Icke. During the breaks, we're doing some behind-the-scenes talking, but I'd like to keep it congruent with the full audience, because you can go over to the Infowars.com streams, the PrisonPlanet.com streams. Those are separate from many others, including Genesis, and hear the expanded interview there or watch on PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget, with your PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you make what we do here possible. You get all my films in super high quality to burn them to disc and give to folks, a factory of resistance. All my films, 20 of them now, 19 I made, the 20th I produced, my book and so many other great books and videos we carry are available at Infowars.com, and it is your funding of our operation that allows us to continue. But the most important thing is the materials are waking people up, and people are more ready to receive this information than ever before. Another great place to find out a lot of shocking information, which regardless will open your horizons, make you question, and regardless of whether it's all correct or not, it is extremely positive to question, and I see that's the genius of David Icke, and I really, you know, agree with him on 98% of what he covers. I just haven't been able to tangibly prove the other 2%. My gut tells me, you know, for God's sake, it's probably true. But the point is that I stick to what I can prove more in this plane of existence. It's because I found that's more successful with people who aren't further down the research line. But everybody should visit DavidIcke.com. Just Google David Icke, and, of course, you spell his name, I-C-K-E, and he's got a lot of great books and videos available there at davidicke.com. Okay, David, we got about 4 minutes till this segment's over. We're already be into the second hour. You were getting into the nature of reality when I had to cut you off for the break there, and how we are limited down to just this level of life, but everybody knows in their gut and everything else that there's something more. The sixth sense is proven. You know, when somebody's looking at you in a restaurant, you know, when you're in the woods and somebody's, you know, over the next hill. I mean, there's so much more to all of this, and the enemy is obsessed with it. And they're into dark energy, and they're into torture and blood and death. I mean, the best example in the last few months is a sickening artist Damien Hirst, who sells a bucket of maggots, a jar of maggots for 4 million pounds, or a crystal devil skull for 100 million pounds, or 98 million pounds, or images of razor blades and blood and tortured babies for 20 million pounds. And the elite go and buy this, and they say, we're buying this because we are worshiping this. This is how we adorate this.
Everything in the end comes down to a vibrational state. The lower it is, the more limited you are, the more narrow-minded, I would say, narrow-banded you are. The more you expand your consciousness, the more the energy vibrates quicker. The thing is that we are experiencing a band of frequencies. Now, our consciousness is vibrating too quickly to interact with it. If my consciousness tries to interact with this this book on this table in front of me, I couldn't pick it up, just as Radio A couldn't interact with Radio 2, because they share the same space, but they're not close enough on the dial to interact with each other. So consciousness takes on an outer shell that is vibrating within the frequency range it wants to interact with. We call it the human body. Therefore, because I have that, I can pick that book up, because they're operating in the same frequency range, they can interact. The whole basis of this conspiracy, Alex, is to manipulate us to identify who we are with the physical vehicle we are using to experience this reality, because that sees everything in terms of apartness, it sees everything in terms of limitation. And once you're in what I call body consciousness, which basically filters reality through the five senses, you're into a state of powerlessness, of limitation, of I can't, and crucially, you're in a state of seeing everything as a part, which is the perfect vehicle, the perfect landscape to bring about divide and rule to different religions and
1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.